that you possess, though its value in society is great. Though an interesting sentiment of eloquent address I heard the other night, I will relate. But in a crowded ballroom, all society was there, that I listened to the following orator of a Johnny Jewel girl who had lovely golden hair. He wished to prove his classic education, and this is the way he did it. Are you fond of dancing? Eh, what? So am I. I think it's ripping to go round and round like this. I've come of a dancing family, don't you know? Yeah, my father was in the Lancers. Ah, awfully good that, eh, what? Are you going to learn this season's new dance? It's called the Saint Fighters. Ha, 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 rather good that, eh, what? I'm in the army now, you know. Lots of Scotsmen in our regiment. I'm half Scotch, don't you know? Eh? What's the other half? Soda. Good, Dad, eh? What? That's just an example. A very fair sample. A brilliant conversation. Have you ever listened while the gentle sex debate on a topic every woman holds dear? Is the ever fresh and ready one of passion up to date? No man will find the subject far from clear. It's worse than metaphysics, and I'm sure you will agree, when women enter into this discussion, that it's just as clear as mud, at least it is to me. They might as well talk Japanese or Russian. Now here's a sample of their talk.
My dear Mrs. Smith, delighted to see you. Mrs. Brown just went by, and she had on a new hat, my dear. You never saw such a sight. It was that old-fashioned I had to laugh. What? A new Russian soap? Don't make me laugh. I have a sore lip. It looks more like a French pancake. You didn't go to Mrs. Jones' reception last night, did you? Oh, you should have seen that new gown of Mrs. Green. Imagine her with those green eyes and sallow complexion, to say nothing of a scrawny neck and a long ponytail, wearing a red empire gown, cut low and all covered with bright green spangles. Now, if you or I had worn it, how different the effect would have been. That's just an example, a very fine sample of brilliant conversation. Lovers' conversation is a study quite profound, yet the language is the same in every land. You can talk for quite an hour without uttering a sound by soft and loving squeezes of the hand. You vary this with kisses while she makes cuckoo eyes, and to your style of love makes no objection. Then you sit down on a pin, and you very quickly rise. You are startled into loud words of affection. Something like this. Oh, what did you say, angelus, angel? Charlie, do you really, really love me? Love you, my child. I worship the very ground that's coming to you. But will you love me when I'm older, don't we? Well, don't I? Charlie? Yes, your own little boysy-woysy is listening. Charlie, when we are married, I don't mind living in an apartment, because you won't have stairs to climb when you bring my breakfast to me in bed. Charlie, will our apartment have gas or electric light?
Neither. Kerosene oil.
Oh, Charlie, you don't love me. You don't love me a little bit.
Why, my darling, no, you don't.
My darling, you don't love me a little tiny bit.
My darling, I'd lay down my life for you.
Do you really mean it, Charlie?
Of course I do, my dear.